Baby, can I talk to you for a minute? I know you notice things been tight around here lately. We don't really need all three of these bedrooms. If you really think about it, we could live without it. It's a vacant spot one floor beneath for much more cheap. We could afford it easy. Wouldn't even have to really pack, borrow your granddad's van or no shit like that. Save $150 each month, go to Red Lobster and eat what we want. Moved down, gave keys to the landlady, but I kept the spare set that she had gave me. It's cheaper, but I actually regret. Couldn't even tell you where the extra money went. Can't go back now, it's too late. New people moved into our old space. Of course, they loud as a sumbitch. Not just partying, they wild on some other shit. They selling something out of there. All night you can hear people up and down the stairs. But shit, I ain't telling them they wrong. I just learned to sleep with the television on. And every single Wednesday they be gone. From 9 till at least about 11 in the morn. Get a little peace from the floorboards creaking and sleeping, cause it isn't anybody home. Shit, they getting worse lately. They fuss and they curse and keep waking up the baby. Last Tuesday night a fight broke out, and somebody let off a gun up in the house. And so the very next morning I listened through the floor till I heard them all leave. Crept upstairs with my old keys. Walked in and helped myself to the whole thing. Half pint of weed, a big coke stash, new 45 and a little stack of cash. Caught me a cab over to St. Paul. Selling them things that cheap, man, it ain't hard. Came home with close to 4 G's. Plus saved my man a taste of the trees. And I can hear him going crazy upstairs. Probably should have just kept our ass up there.